Joe's need to know news, some serious stuff, some funny stuff today. Let's talk about the Las Vegas shooting and information that you may not have heard. Some other details we're finding out. And Alex will cover some more of this 200 garbage. But the shooter's girlfriend got back into the country. She's from the Philippines Tuesday night. And the FBI immediately, they met her at the airport. And they're hoping to get some answers through his motive. But it's not looking good. In a statement from her attorney, she said she never saw any indication that he'd do things like this. And that's the thing is that's interesting to me, guys, is that a lot of people are saying that. His brother's saying that. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, he had a lot of money. So you can't bring back all the people that have been killed, all the people that were injured, but at least, maybe it's just me and it doesn't make sense, but I would like to know why. It doesn't justify the means.
I think we will eventually.
I hope so. So hopefully we can make sure this doesn't happen again. Other details coming out too, but like I said, it's still kind of early. We learned that he's been on anti-anxiety medication since June because of aggression. And employees at the Starbucks in his hometown of Mesquite, Nevada said he was verbally abusive to his girlfriend. His family also believes he surprised her with the trip. She went to the Philippines, so he wanted her not to get in the way of his plans. I hate reporting that because I know tons of people that are on anti-anxiety medication and they're not going to go shoot and kill people.
Yeah, that I don't
know. So,
really
like, I know, like, medicine can do weird things to you. It can make you feel sadder or happier. Like, that, you know, can alter your brain. But I don't know. I hope they're not going to push that, like, narrative. Like, that's necessarily why this happened, because I think there's plenty of totally normal, sane people that have an everyday life with families and kids that might be on anti-anxiety medication.
Yeah.
There's also a chance, though, too, Alex, and this is the part that really it scares me. Like, if this was planned out as much as they're saying, he initially planned it shooting different festivals, like doing it at a hotel where he was at. He was going to do it at the Life is Beautiful Festival the previous weekend in Vegas that featured Lord, Chance the Rapper. And I just saw, I have to verify, but it was on TMZ, so usually they verify their stuff, is that there's also rumors that he booked rooms for Lollapalooza.
Oh my gosh.
Like, where we, like, took
we
all of our
listeners.
Yeah, we sent all of our listeners there on our big party bus. And
oh,
it's like,
oh my gosh.
So it's like, if it's true, it's just, it blows my mind that nobody knew about this, that, like, had any clue about this guy, if this is all true. And it turns out, too, that the casualties could have been worse. There was a huge tanker for jet fuel that was about 2,000 feet away, and that was only about 900 feet from the actual concert that was going on. If that thing would have went off when people were running away, I don't even want to think about what happened.
Way more fatalities.
Now, let's go to some positive stuff here, if there can be, and that's this GoFundMe for the survivors of the shooting and the victims' families. It just passed the $9 million mark in less than 2 days.
That's amazing.
$9 million. That's more than 73,000 people that have contributed to that. So I think that's great stuff right there. And we're hearing more and more and more about heroes, not about the evil, but about the heroes and the people that helped out when all this happened. A new hero, emerged yesterday at Mandalay Bay. Security guard. His name's Jesus.
No way.
Or Jesus, yeah. Jesus Campos found the shooter's room during the massacre. He was unarmed, but he drew fire away from the festival when the shooter shot at him through the door. He was shot in the leg. He got hit.
Oh, my gosh.
But he was smart enough. He radioed his location, and that's how the police got there so quick.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy, and his name was Jesus.
Yeah, so that's absolutely incredible, and he helped afterwards. He helped evacuate people from other rooms nearby on that floor while he's bleeding out with his leg, and finally the police are like, dude, stop. You've got to get medical attention. So
wow.
What a hero that is. I know, Alex, you kind of knew somebody, or a friend knew somebody that was also like a medical person?
Yeah, my friend Rhonda, who listens to the show, her nephew was a nurse who was treating victims of the Las Vegas shooting. And he's from Indiana, Southern Indiana, I believe.
All right.
I stationed myself outside with a doctor and a few other nurses and the paramedics. We just started getting people off the back of the ambulances one by one, cutting off clothes, seeing where their wounds were, seeing how severe they were, and designating where they would go based on how bad their wounds were. The doctor was, you know, we'd evaluate their wounds, plug them up as best as we could. He would write with a permanent marker on their forehead, a letter that would designate, you know, you go here, right back to this emergency department, you go into the hallway, or you go to another area.
His wow. name is Dean Harris, and he's a travel nurse, and so he was posted at the medical center in Las Vegas at the start of September.
You never want to see something like that's happened anywhere in the world ever at all, but in that moment, there's no place I would rather have been then there.
Wow.
In the center of it, helping as many people as I could.
That's just incredible. And, yep. And out of anything, I don't like to hear these stories, but I do like to hear the hero stories.
Of course.
And more of those coming out here. So that's good stuff. And I guess wrapping up, talk about like having a terrible coincidence as far as names. I just saw this story. A guy in Canada shares the same name as the Vegas shooter.
I saw that too. That would be terrible.
Terrible. And he got flooded with abusive messages on Instagram. This 53-year-old guy has an Instagram account. And on Saturday morning, after everything happened, he woke up and people were just going after him. Now, some people were smart enough to realize, like, oh,
yeah,
not the same guy. But right. Talk about just having like a terrible name in that situation. So that's Joe's Need to Know News this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.